What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. It's me, Cody, here. Hope you guys are having a fantastic Wednesday. I'm having a good day. I'm a little bit hot. It's been just absolutely hot as fucking balls here. It's been hot as nuts here. As a hot bag of nuts here in LA. I know the weather elsewhere is a little bit worse. Houston and I think Miami is maybe the next place. I've heard seen some tweets about some Miami evacuation plans or something. So hope everyone's staying safe. I donated to Hurricane Harvey this week. I'm saying that so that you don't think I'm a total dick as I sit here and just talk about how hot it was in LA when all of this other shit is going on. But it's been really hot. I'm not necessarily complaining. I am because it's just not fun. You know, I didn't move to LA for this shit. It's been fucking hot, man. I just been sweating to the point where it's like, well, I guess I'm just permanently sweating. Look at me right now. If you're watching this on YouTube, look at this. Look at how sweaty I am. Just permanently like this. I've been like this now for 5 days. There's just been a thin layer of sweat concealing my entire body for 5 days. Everywhere I go. And the thing is, nowhere in LA has air conditioning. Because everyone's like, it never gets like this. And there's one time every summer where it gets like this for like a week. And you just can't escape it. Like at least, like places in Florida and shit have AC, right? And you can just go, like you can go to a restaurant and you like feel pretty confident in the fact that you can cool down there. Here, it's like we went to this taco joint, like kind of, you know, pretty close. I don't know. We went there and we were like, it's pretty good. You know, hopefully we can go there. They'll have AC. It was even hotter. And then we're eating this spicy food. So we're sweating out of already, you know, the spicy food makes you sweat out of your fucking eyelids pretty much. And then the rest of our body, you're sweating from how hot it was in there. Just not fun at all. Try to sleep. You just wake up just soaking wet. You're sliding off your damn bed because you're so slimy. And then, you maybe potentially you got another person sleeping in your bed. That's even worse because then you got two slimy bodies next to each other, heating each other up. You're doing nothing to help the situation there. Last week I bought a personal air cooler. Which is not an air conditioning unit, which is what I should have bought. I bought a personal air cooler, which I'm just thinking about right now how bad I got fucking conned. Why did I buy this? It was $50. It's like it said it promised on the box it was cooler than a fan. 90% or 90 degrees, not 90 degrees, definitely not that. It said 90% cooler than a fan is what it said. And I was like, basically, you fill it up with water, and it's like what's supposed to make that cooler, like what it does with the water, evaporates it, and how does that make it cooler? I don't know, but it blows air out, not as strong as a fan would, and then it's supposed to be cooler, and it's just not. It's just like a weaker fan that sits on my bedside table and cost me $50, which is, I mean, that's like 25% of what an air conditioning unit would have cost me, which is what I should have gotten. So I got conned into buying this little fucking air cooler, which just makes noise. That's basically all it does. And then I just sweat beside it, just thinking about how bad I regret my purchase. Although, you know what else I got when I was there? Brand new bed sheets and everything. I fucking pimped out my bed. I was like, it's time. I always think, man, whenever I check into a hotel or something and I sleep in the bed and I'm like, this is so goddamn comfortable. Why is my bed at home like this? What do I have to do to get my bed at home to feel like a hotel bed? We should all have hotel beds. It's not, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that fucking expensive. The thing is, you spend half your goddamn life in your bed. You should just pimp it the fuck out. And I've tried multiple times, but, you know, and this most recent time I just ended up buying IKEA shit because it's when I bought my bed. I was like, whatever, it's right here. I'll just buy some IKEA shit. And it's like not the worst, but it ain't no hotel bed. Doesn't even feel like anything like a hotel bed. feels like a bed that you bought some stuff at IKEA because that's where you bought your bed. That's what it felt like. Which is like, you know, you still got good sleeps and stuff, but I'm like, I want to be sleeping. I want to make it feel like I'm sleeping on a marshmallow wrapped in velvet. I want to feel like I'm sleeping on, I don't know, like Action Bronson, you know? And there's no reason why I shouldn't. Just drop some coin and upgrade. So I did, finally did. This is when I bought the air cooler. I also bought some new sheets, some silky navy blue sheets, and a new duvet cover, which is also, not as soft as it should be. And now I just put it on, right? I washed it, and I just put it on, and I'm like, well, hopefully with some use, it'll soften up a little bit. And then I bought these dream pillows that were like half memory foam, half not. It's sort of like a hybrid. Oh, my God. They're awesome. At first, I was a little bit, but like now they're sick. It's just like, you know, it takes time to get used to another pillow. You know, your neck gets used to that shit, and then you switch it out, and your body's like, wait, what the fuck? What is this? No, I'm used to sleeping with my head exactly at 16 degrees. Why did you change that? Because now my neck muscle has to get used to that whole thing, which takes a few nights. But I'm getting used to it now, and I think I did it. I think my bed is a little bit closer to a hotel bed now. So let's see. I'll give you an update next week. I just put the shit on. I bought it last week, and then kind of it just sat there for a while because, you know, just making your bed, like changing the sheets, it just sucks, man. I did it today, and by the end, I'm sweating, which is, no change. I was already sweating to begin with, but I also was sweating, I guess, additionally from the making of the bed. I'm sweating, and it's just like a lot of work. I kind of like hurt my arm surfing yesterday, so then I like re-hurt it, trying to lift the mattress up to put the, you know, it's just a lot of work. It's annoying. So I procrastinated a little bit. Bought the stuff last week. It just kind of sat in my room. And then I just put it on just now. So I'll give you a little update next week on how, what the bed situation is like, how that's going down. Also, while I was doing that, I ended up just cleaning my whole apartment too, which, I don't know what cleaning is like for you guys. I hate like just sort of cleaning. I hate that. When I start, I'm fucking going for it. This shit is spotless by the time I'm done. If I start. That's the thing about me is that I don't always start. Like, I'll delay it a lot. But then once I finally do, I go fucking in. Oh, yeah. I don't cut any corners. I clean the corners. All of them. Like, look at this shit behind me right now. If you're watching on YouTube, look at that. There's nothing. Here. See? Didn't quite finish. I didn't close this cupboard here. No, I'm not going to do it. Well, now I got to do it. Shit's spotless, man. I want all out cleaned the dishes. I mean, that's a normal cleaning procedure, but I like wipe down the tables. Don't always do that. And I did it. And now it feels good. I feel like the state of your apartment kind of represents like the state of your life a little bit. You know, when you have people over on a weekend and it's like a, it's a pretty turned up weekend. Gets lit. I said that. Like, I tried to make it seem like I was saying that ironically, but that's really the only word that came to my mouth when I was trying to describe what I'm talking about. You have a bunch of people over. People are drinking beer. You know, okay, here's another thing. You invited people over, and the next morning you're cleaning up, and there's like 7,000 beers that have one sip out of them. We all do that shit, and then the next morning we're all like, why are there so many unfinished beers? Like, why do people do this? I think it's because you lose your beer, because they all look the exact same. You take one sip, you put it down, you're kind of drunk, so you turn around 2 seconds later and you're like, oh, I don't know where my fucking beer is, and so you get a new beer. And in the morning, there's just 50,000 beers. It's just the biggest waste of beer. So that's what we were dealing with. We had a bunch of people over. There was shit everywhere. And then you wake up in the morning on like Monday And you're kind of like, you kind of feel, you know, whatever, when you had a big weekend. This weekend, you know, was a holiday weekend, so people were in the mood to party. And you wake up after a weekend like that, and you, like, haven't checked your email in a couple days. And, you know, you've kind of been blowing off people who text you and stuff like that just because you've, you know, been in party mode. Maybe this isn't you. Maybe I'm just describing me. But I wake up in the morning, and then my apartment kind of like represents the way I feel about my life. It's like clothes on the ground, and it's a little bit disorganized. And then I go through and I clean up my fucking apartment, and then it's like a fresh slate. It's like, all right, let's start the damn week. Let's do it. And so that's what I feel like right now. I got this beautiful, beautifully clean apartment. It's not beautiful, but I'm ready. I'm ready for it. Let's start the damn week, you know? Well, actually, I'm not really looking forward to it because I got to run. I'm supposed to run 12 miles today.
Yep.
12. Wait, let me get the fucking hair out of my face. 12 miles today I'm supposed to run. 12. I'm not looking forward to that at all. How am I supposed to look forward to that? Everything else just seems, you know, it's just such a looming thing. Like, I should have done it in the morning, but I had like a meeting this morning in West Hollywood. And so I didn't really have time to do it before because it's probably going to take me a couple hours. And so I didn't have time to do it before the meeting. And so I went to the meeting. Now I came back. Now it's too hot to do it now. And so I'm kind of just put it off. I'm waiting till like about 4 p.m. I'm going to go out and try and do this. And so everything in my day right now is like, that's just like a looming thing in the background that I'm thinking about constantly, you know? It's like, oh, you're recording the podcast, that'll be fun. Oh, yeah, but then also you got to run 12 miles afterwards and just be in pain for 2 hours. Oh, cool. Like, new email from, you know, I had a great meeting this morning. It was a great meeting. And felt pretty good about it. Oh, but then, did you forget you're gonna have to run 12 miles? Oh, you feeling good about the meeting? Feel like things went pretty well and you're pretty stoked about the future. Oh, what about the immediate future when you have to run 12 miles? Which I guess is, right? A mile less than half a marathon. Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, cool. That you feel pretty good. Got the podcast. That'll be fun. I got a date tonight that I'm looking forward to. Oh, but also between those things, you have to do a half marathon. So, sorry. Don't feel too good about that. So I don't know what to do. What do? I don't have any. It's like now I'm getting to the distance. I'm training for a marathon. If you're like a first time listener or something, I'm doing that in October. And so I'm actually a little bit behind on training. I've been kind of like not taking it as seriously as I should be. The last time I signed up for a marathon, I was like fucking took it seriously. I had like a calendar of all my training days and I did them all. And I ended up having a good time at the marathon. This time it's just kind of been kind of like, I texted my sister because I'm doing it with my sister, and I think she's doing the half marathon. And I was like, "How's training going for you?" And she was like, "Nah, I don't know. I'm not really doing it, so I think I'm just gonna YOLO it. I'm gonna YOLO a half marathon." I was like, "That's perfectly described." First of all, no one says YOLO anymore. Second of all, I love that you said YOLO. Third of all, I love that you used it to describe your technique in training for this marathon. Just gonna YOLO it. I'm assuming that means she's just going to wing it, right? Just going to YOLO it. Yeah, I don't know. What are you going to talk about on this podcast? Yeah, I didn't really plan it. I'm just going to YOLO it. Sorry, I keep wiping the hair out of my face because a couple episodes ago, I had a little strand that fell down and people seemed to complain about that in the comments. They were like, someone like listed the timestamp and was like, this is the time when he moves his hair back, and it had some like upvotes from people that I guess were annoyed by that. So sorry. Yeah. So the marathon, kind of just yellowing it at this point, but I'm getting into the serious training now. I did my first like real long run last week, which was 10 miles. And now I'm upping it to 12 this week, 14, 16, 18. It should be at about 18 to 20 by the time the race comes, which is like pretty where you should be, I think, in order to like be confident that you're going to not die when you do a marathon. So, I'm gonna try and vlog it again, I think. The marathon should be interesting because I probably won't be fully trained by the time the marathon comes. So who knows what the fuck will happen, honestly? Who knows? We'll see. It's what happens when you YOLO things. You just don't really know. You're just not really prepared. I used to do that a lot in school, in class. Like, I was a good bullshitter. I could bullshit pretty well. Like, you know, and people think they can. And the teachers are always like, nah, we saw through that shit for sure. I really think that I was a good bullshitter. I think I could usually, because I'm usually pretty good at, like, I'm a fast learner in the sense where I can get the info I need from something just from scratching the surface or like understand something, if that makes any sense. Probably not. So I could like take something and then bullshit about it, even though I didn't really, wasn't really prepared for whatever the conversation we were having or something like that. So I'm hoping that will translate for this marathon where I can just bullshit it and not drop dead in the middle from, I don't know, lack of training. I don't know. We'll see. I need to listen to like an audiobook or something. That's what I used to do. I used to just crank audiobooks. I used to be serious about running like 4 years ago, probably, when I first got into it, when I signed up for a half marathon. I used to go on these big weekend long runs where I'd just throw in a book and vibe out. Just really get lost in a good novel via my ears. I can't do that anymore. I need music. Like, I listen to Gone Girl. That's a book I read via audio. I guess you can't really say you read it at that point, right? I listened to it. The whole thing. You wouldn't really think normally that, like, because running, you need something to distract yourself from the pain. That's what it is. That's why you listen to this shit. That's why you listen to music, podcasts, whatever you want to listen to. That's why. It's because it hurts and it's boring. That's the two things running is. Hurts and it's boring. That's it. And so you need something to distract yourself from those two things. And so it's a weird thought that you would, because reading is like just as boring, I think. I don't really read that much, which is something you probably should never admit in a public setting, such as a podcast where thousands of people listen. But I don't really read that much. I should probably read more, but I don't. And so it's funny that I used to listen to books to distract myself from boredom and pain. Because to me, reading is painful and boring. I saw there was a Chance the Rapper tweeted, I think yesterday. And he was like, it said it was something like, it's okay to skip. Oh, what was it? Fuck. It's okay to skip a night out to read a book. It's okay to stay in once in a while when you want to hit the gym. We should be encouraging self-improvement, not shaming it or something. And fucking, of course, it had 60 billion retweets. I know 3/4 of which are from people who definitely shame other people and who do not practice what the tweet was intended to preach at all. I know that. I know there's so many people, right? I mean, maybe that's just like me being cynical, but it's like, or me not having my life together. But you know, like, you know, a lot of the times when you just go, I don't, for me personally, I don't know. I self-improvement is like a very slow thing that happens as I age and grow. Like, I would qualify myself now as a neat person, probably. Right? Like, when I wake up, when I was talking about before, my apartment's a mess. I can't really function. So I need to, and I make my bed now. That's not something I used to do at all. I used to be kind of like in college, I would just fucking, my room would be a goddamn disaster. Hurricane Harvey in my room, basically. Fucked up joke. Sorry, too soon. Used to be a pretty messy person. I think I've grown now. I've kind of changed, and I think I'm a neat person, right? Self-improvement happens slowly for me. You can't just wake up and be like, I'm gonna just fucking change my life. And well, you can. I don't. What am I trying to say here? I'm just saying that I know 3/4 of those people are going through like a phase where they're going to the gym or they're not partying for a month. And they look at that tweet and they go, fuck yeah, I vibe with that shit. And they retweet the shit out of it because they think that they're better than all the people that are partying and stuff, right? It's like a little bit shaming. That tweet in itself is shaming people that don't, that you know, sometimes like to have a night out. And maybe I'm saying this because I really enjoy my time with my friends and I enjoy going out. It's something that I really love doing. And I agree, it's something I sometimes do too much of. But I feel like that tweet, I read that and I was like, I know some of y'all motherfuckers are partying and not going to the gym. But you see that tweet and you're like, oh yeah, I want to rub it in the faces of people who do party. Right? I don't know, man. I just thought it was like a little bit of a pretentious tweet. It's okay to self-improve. Of course it's okay to self-improve. Of course it's okay to read a fucking book. I'm still going to make fun of you for reading a book. I am. It's a book. What are you staying home on a Friday to read? Shouldn't be doing... Well, I mean, like, you could do that. Sure, that's self-improving, probably. But come on. You're asking to get made fun of. Yeah, I'm going to... you know what? You know what? Hey, man, you coming out? We're all going out for so-and-so's birthday. Oh, you know, would love to, but got to catch up on Malcolm Gladwell. I think I'd just stay in and read some Malcolm Gladwell. Okay, well, that's fine. And you're probably, it's more productive than what we're doing. But you're crazy if you don't think I'm going to make fucking fun of you for that. You're crazy. Anyways, gang. Okay, here. So let's talk about fucking Friday. Friday was a huge day for me. Friday was a big day. A day that I was excited for a long time. Noelle and I posted the music video for our new song, which I'm sure a lot of you didn't even know was coming out. We've been working on that for a little while. I'll tell you the story of this song in a sec. So actually I'll just fucking start out with the story. So as you might know, Noelle, my buddy Noelle and I, who I do a lot of content with, he's been on this podcast multiple times. We make music now. We're like a comedy rap group, I guess. Our band is called Tiny Meat Gang. And the first song that we made was called Keep Your Dick Fat, which, by the way, the original video that I did that song in, it's a video where I like make fun of Jake Paul's Everyday Bro. And then I'm like, I think I could make a better song. And then we made Keep Your Dick Fat and we shot this like stupid music video and posted it. That video just today passed 1 million views, which is fucking dope. So thank you. If you're watching that, if you watched it, if you gave it a view, thanks. I don't know. It's cool to see that. Now I have 3 videos over 1 million views. So that's, I mean, obviously that's not huge, but that's progress, right? Channel's growing, which is cool. So we made that song, Keep Your Dick Fat, in like however many hours, 24 hours or something like that. I produced the song, or the beat, and then we had someone master it and stuff. And then we shot a real music video for it. And posted that a couple weeks later. So then, basically, Noelle and I were like, let's keep doing this. Like, it's just fun. It's super fun. Like, just to fuck around with music. Like, I've always wanted to fuck around with music. And so it's fun that I'm finally doing it and that people are, like, digging it and listening to it. And so we were like, let's definitely do another song, potentially, like, a mixtape, which I think we're going to do. But so this time, we were just kind of, like, planning, like, when are we going to do this? Who are we going to work with? Because I'm not a producer. I'm just, you know, Keep Your Dick Fat, I taught myself fucking FL Studio so I could make that song. And it's just not good. Like when you go back and listen to it, it's just like, ugh, this is bad. But so we were like, kind of like, who are we going to work with on this? And then Christian hit us up. That's Diamond Pistols. He's the guy that produced our new song. He hit us up on Twitter. He hit me up and he's like, hey dude, let me produce you and Noel's next track. And I'd been following him for a while. I knew that he was a producer in LA, and I can't remember why I followed him originally, but I knew like the circle he runs with all the producers and stuff like that, and I knew he was a cool guy, so I hit him back, and I was like, dude, absolutely, this is exactly what we needed. We definitely do want to do more music, but we'd love to work with a producer, and so we set up a sesh to hit the booth, and we went to his place. It's probably like 3 weeks ago or something like that. I think I might have talked about it on one of my podcasts before, but went to his place and we did that song from start to finish in 5 hours. Basically, he had sent us like a beat pack before and he was like, do you like any of these? And we liked a couple. And so we started, Noel and I, like on the way over to his place, we're kind of brainstorming like ideas. We both had kind of a couple vague ideas of what we wanted the next song to be about, but nothing like set in stone. We were kind of nothing that we were like felt too passionate about. So we were kind of like, what are we? Actually, we came up with a really fucking funny idea on the way over. I don't want to spoil it, but keep an eye out for that song in the future, hopefully. So we get to his place. We didn't really have any idea of what we were going to do. And he was kind of like, do you like any of the beats before? And we did. And he played a couple and he's like, all right, fucking write your verses. Go for it. It wasn't like, you know, I don't know. I'd never had a studio session before. I had no idea how that shit works. I assumed you kind of just show up and just hope that fucking you get the creative spark, I guess, which I'm sure happens a lot of the time when you're just kind of forced to be creative in that setting. And alas, I think Christian kind of realized, like, you know, we weren't really getting anywhere with his older beats or whatever. He's like, why don't we just make something from scratch? And we're like, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it. And so he's kind of like playing with riffs and we just kind of start talking about what we want the song to be. And we're like, you know, I think Noel actually started rapping like a 12-year-old or something. He was like rapping about how his mom took his phone away or some shit. And I was like, that's fucking hilarious. We could do that. And then I was kind of like, it kind of sounds like every single Lil Pump fan right now or every single XXX fan. They're all like 14 years old and like white for some, you know what I mean? And like, they shouldn't be listening. Like, you know, what's a good comparison? I don't know, but I feel like their fan base is kind of, is just like that. Like, it's 14-year-old white kids and who'd rap if they were on a track. They'd rap nothing like Lil Pump. They'd rap like about their just problems in the suburbs. and so we're like talking about that. And then we start talking about like Lil Pump and that whole genre of rap music where it's just like all about, I think I had seen a tweet earlier and it was like every SoundCloud rap song right now is about like Xanax and Raris and stuff like that. And so we start talking about that. And we're like, why don't we just fucking do a song just about Xanax and Raris and Porsches, but just like have it make no sense. Like, have the lyrics, like, vaguely make sense, but, like, the chorus is about having sex with Xanax, like, with the pill. Like, which is hilarious. And so we're talking about, like, that's why Noel's verse, he says, like, I put your bitch on a horse on a Porsche, which, like, makes no fucking sense. But it's hilarious. So we're like, yeah, let's definitely run with this. So we just start writing these, like, ridiculous verses where I was writing about Steve Brule and drinking O'Doul's, which is an alcohol-free beer. And Noel's writing this like ridiculous shit about like bananas and AKs and stuff like that. And we're like, this is hysterical. Meanwhile, Christian is like writing this sort of like super heavy, like, he like distorted the 808s and stuff. So they sounded like that Lil Pump sort of smoke perp style where the bass is just like, bah! You know, that's the bass. and so we started writing these verses. We laid them down. We spit them or whatever, recorded them, laid them down on the track, and then basically we just had the chorus. So we had both verses, we did the ad-libs and everything like that, and then we had the chorus left, and neither of us have written a hook ever before. Like, I've thought about it, like, you're listening to a song, and you harmonize with it or something, or you think of, like, a different sort of riff on the chorus, but, like, never written one from scratch. We just had, like, you know, the melody of the, you know, the synth, whatever the synth was playing. And then he like laid down that cool, like guitar on the chorus. But by the way, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I posted I go listen to Super Zan on Spotify. That's our song that I'm talking about. He like laid down this like really cool guitar, kind of like Travis Scotty. And then we were just like sitting there, like I was just figuring out like a hook melody. And then eventually, I think I came up with the, hey girl, it's true, you know, it's true, but this benzo's that got me feeling loose. And then we had that like pun on Super Zan. So we got that, we figured out Goku, like before I Goku, fuck this white pill and go Super Zan. And then once we had that, we recorded basically, we both sang the chorus. Like I did mine. Mine is the first. I'm the first person to go in the second chorus, and then Noel does it. But Noel is the only one that does the first chorus, so he was the first one up on the mic, and we had to like sing. And we're both kind of like being bashful about it. We're like, dude, I don't know if I want to sing. And of course, Christian, being a producer, he's seen a million people sing choruses that probably aren't good at singing. And he's just like, dude, this is 2017. I can make you sound good. He's like, just fucking go up there and sing. So Noel's like, all right. He goes up there and just hearing him sing into the mic, like with the headphones on, where he was hearing the music, but all we were hearing was hearing him sing, was so goddamn funny. Like, and he's actually not that bad of a singer, but just like really, he's like, hey girl, it's true. I'm into you. But these benzos, they got me feeling loose. And we're just like lolling. And then all of a sudden Christian throws on whatever the fuck effects and stuff like that. And now Noel just sounds like Travis Scott. Even though before that, he sounded like a nervous kid at a spelling bee. So funny the way that seeing the production process. I mean, and then I went up there. I'm sure I sounded way worse. Christian was like, can you do a deep one? And so I was like, yeah, I could do, you know, hey girl, it's true. Like that. And so I did that and I recorded like three times. Both time that last note, Super Zen, I fell so flat both times. Hearing it back, I was just cringing. So I can't imagine how bad it sounded without the headphones on to them. Anyways, really, really fun process making that song. And it's like seeing the production from a professional producer happen from beginning to end was super dope. We left and we were like, holy fuck, we have another song. You know, I kind of was expecting me going there, kind of just like maybe we'll spit some ideas and we'll play with a couple things, but then we'd leave, not really having done anything, but no way, dude. We were in it. As soon as we started that song, we were like, we're fucking finishing this thing tonight. And we ended up finishing. It was like 2 a.m. by the time we left. Christian, over the next couple of days, like polish up like the 808s and stuff like that. Put some auto-tune on the choruses, and then we had the song. We submitted it to TuneCore, and we're like, all right, let's fucking plan the video. And Noel killed it with the planning of the video. Him and his Taylor and Kale, who are, that's their company, Westlawn Productions. They just, like, as soon as we started spitballing, he's like, all right, I have Taylor, like, scouting locations already. We're, like, getting a horse. We had a fucking horse in the video. A real goddamn horse. Which was so surreal. We're, like, sitting in the location. It's, like, this cool sort of, like, warehousey, like, art studio kind of in downtown. And we're standing there, like, we haven't even shot anything yet. And we're just, like, standing there, like, just talking about the video shoot and, like, what we're going to shoot first. And all of a sudden, we hear this, like, neigh, super loud neigh from outside, like, super loud. And, like, just being in that urban environment, hearing a horse fucking neigh in the middle of all that was bizarre. We were like, what the God? That's a sound I never expected to hear in downtown L.A. was the neigh of a horse. And we go outside, and sure enough, this motherfucking horse was in its trailer, chilling, ready to shoot a damn rap video. And the chick who owns it brought him out. She just chilled in the parking lot, and we shot a rap video in front of it. Hilarious. So funny. Yeah, so I was pumped about that. So much fun to shoot that video, and I think people seem to enjoy it. People, like, really dig it. They're like, yo, this video is absurd, but at the same time, it's kind of the tune kind of slaps. And so that was our intention. We want to make, like, good music, but music that's funny and also doesn't make any sense. I think that's, like, our kind of goal. We're going to toe the line. So keep an eye out for more Tiny Meat Gang in the future. We got some plans, man. We got some plans. So, and if you fuck with it, let me know. If you fuck with, if you want more music from us, hopefully I'll get a little bit better at rapping. Everyone's like, yo, Noel should be a serious rapper. Meanwhile, nobody says anything about my fucking verse, which I thought was decent, and I thought I would rap it pretty well. I mean, I sound very white, but hey, maybe that'll be my sound. Maybe I'll be the dude that sound. Actually, Rick Christian was like, you kind of sound like Slim Jesus, I think is his name or something. It's like this really skinny white kid that raps. And I was like, oh, thanks, good. Guess that's how I'm gonna sound. That's gonna be my thing. Just sounding super white and angry. But fuck it. If that's what it has to be, it's what it has to be. But maybe I'll find a different voice eventually. I want to keep fucking around with it. It's fun, man. It's just so... Those 5 hours, I know I said this before, but like, when we were making Keep Your Dick Fat, it was just like, we're just fucking being creative for the sake of being creative. And it was sick. And it was the exact same thing when we were making Super Zan. We're like, let's just not, you know what I mean? Just not take this seriously, but also take it seriously at the same time. Try to make it sound good, but just, like, be creative and do whatever the fuck we want. So much fun. So if you're fucking with it, then appreciate it. And keep an eye out for some shit in the future for sure. I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick because I drank a whole bunch of water right before this. And I got to pee. So I'm going to check in with you guys in a second. All right, we're back. Okay, so then something else that happened on Friday. I posted the first vlog on my new channel. The channel's called Cold World. I think I was listening to my last podcast, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get back to this. And I never got back to it. But basically, which I, you know, you guys, if you've been listening for a little while, I'm sure you know this. I hired an intern. I pitched that I wanted an intern on my podcast. I got a whole bunch of people that applied. Basically interviewed a couple of them. Found someone. His name's Matt. Really good dude. He ended up coming up that weekend and or the weekend before that, I guess, and filming a whole bunch of shit, filming us kind of like going out and doing whatever we do on the weekends. And then he filmed us shooting the video and then like prepping for it, shooting it. And then he edited together this vlog, which I ended up editing a little bit afterwards. We like collabed on the edit. I mean, he did the bulk of the work and then posted it to the new channel. And now it's almost at like 70,000 views or something, which is super dope. I'm glad people are actually fucking with it. A lot of people were like, yo, it's weird that the intern doesn't speak and it's kind of like awkward. And I liked when you filmed your vlogs. I know. Maybe we'll go back to me filming them, but I kind of just think people need to get used to the new format. It's scalable for me because like I'm just like doing a lot of shit. And so I feel like, you know, having someone like filming and editing, like that's a lot of work in terms of vlogs, and obviously, which I'm sure you know, but having someone do that for me, I think, is a little bit, it's just like scalable. I can like keep this channel and maintain it. And, you know, you can still see footage from like behind the scenes of when we're doing shit. But yet it doesn't like add too much of a burden to my schedule, I guess. Speaking of having a busy schedule, sorry for not posting a weekend edition this weekend. I shot one on Friday with my buddy Hassan. He's not a journalist, but he works for the Young Turks. He does a lot of politics related things. And so we had like a fucking hour and 40 minute long discussion. It got like really political. So I'm gonna have to go through and just like not exactly edit it, but just like make sure it's an hour and a half is a long fucking time. And so I gotta go through and make sure everything, like my camera fucking died like an hour and 15 minutes in permanently. So then like, I don't know, I gotta go through and edit it, like line up the audio and everything. And it's gonna take me a little while. And this weekend was a holiday weekend. So I was just got a little bit lazy. I was kind of just going with the flow. And I said that multiple times and people just didn't like that. I was like, yeah, you know what? This weekend, I'm just fucking chilling, man. I'm going with the flow. And they're like, don't be such a douche. I'm like, well, man, that's just me, I guess. Me, love to go with the flow. That's just what I like to do. So now my friends hate me. But that's what I was doing, you know, and I got a little bit lazy. I'd like to say that I had another excuse that I was busy or whatever, but honestly, I got a little bit lazy. And I would like to say, because I hate when people are like, oh, sorry, man. Like, you know, YouTubers will go on and they'll be like, oh, sorry, I haven't posted a video in 5 months. I've just been so, so busy. And it's like, I know you're not that busy. You and I both know if you actually set your mind to it, you could have posted a video. But I just think like people aren't, you're not that busy. And so I'd like to, you know, I wanted to get on here and just tell you the truth. I got a little bit lazy this weekend. I got a little bit lazy. It was Labor Day. I was, you know, a lot of friends were in town and I was having a great time with them. Colby and Adam just moved in right next door. So we had a great time just like jumping between apartments, which if you ever get the chance to live next to your best friends, I'd say do that. Like outside of college, I mean, when you're all making money, do that. It's awesome. It's fucking awesome. It's a tough thing to pull off, but just try and pull it off and try and do that. It's fucking sick. Now we have two apartments that are basically one. And it's just great. It's popping in unannounced. Hey, what's up? Nothing, chilling. There's like six people over there, six people over here. It's just like a permanent chill zone. Nope. That's, there we go. Outdouche myself. Permanent chill zone, I just said. Outdouche myself from the last podcast. Crazy. So yeah, got a little bit lazy and didn't edit it this weekend, but I'm having someone else on this week. It's probably going to be Evan Breen if he fucking texts me back, and then hopefully have this Hassan one edited and out possibly this week. So sorry about that. Sorry, I'm a lazy piece of trash, and I'm sorry, but you know, summer's over, sort of, if this heat wave ever fucking ends, and fall is almost in session. I feel like fall is a little bit more productive as like a season for people. Fall and winter, right? Summer, I feel people just fuck off and they're like, oh, it's sunny, I'm just gonna go outside. But fall comes along and it's like, all right, kick my shit back into gear, fire out some damn content. And so by the way, speaking of content, the second vlog that the intern filmed and edited is I'm finishing it right now, so that'll be up in the next couple of days on the new channel. It's called Cold World. It's linked on my main channel, Cold World, which I know a little bit of a lame name, but I also think it's cool in how lame it is. Let's see. Is it time for voicemail hour? Uh-oh. I think it might be time for a little voicemail hour. Now, I don't have like a jingle yet, like an intro for this segment of the podcast, but I feel like I should. So I might just do one right now. Voicemail hour. What's up, guys? It's Cody. Welcome back to Voicemail Hour. Posted the number today on my Twitter, on the Twitter for the podcast. It's at insanely_chill. And I usually post the number for about an hour and let people call in, and then I delete it. So if you want to see that, then go ahead and follow the Twitter. Maybe even turn notifications on. Fuck it. If you're feeling frisky, if you're feeling zany, go ahead and do that. And so I posted that earlier today, and I got a fuck ton of voicemails again. I got a couple texts, too. So maybe I'll go through the text. Hey, Cody, I'm Hilda from Wisconsin. I can't leave a voicemail because I'm in gym class, but this is definitely more important. My question is, how's your progress on marathon training? I don't know if this text will work, but it's worth a try if it means I get to be influenced. Ciao. Ciao. She spelled it C-I-A-O. Ciao. Oh, ciao. God, I'm an idiot. Ciao. Ciao. Well, Hilda, I kind of already updated you on my progress on the marathon training. A little bit behind at this point, but I'm, you know, really looking forward to this 12-mile run I have to do today, where I will most likely die in the middle of it. And so I'll update you next week on how that went. Also, I should say a little update on Taco Tuesday last week. It happened, and I went, even though Taco Tuesday and I thought we were over, but I had a momentary lapse in self-control, I guess, and I was like, you know, fuck it, it would be good to see Taco Tuesday again. And so I went, and ended up having a really good time. Alex, the Australian guy who hosted it, he did it right. Yeah, mate. Yeah, he cooked up some chicken taco. Oh, man, I lost my Australian accent. I don't know what the fuck happened to it. I used to be able to do it. Anyways, he sauteed up some dank chicken tacos, and we had a good Taco Tuesday. Not that many people came, because I think, you know, it is a little bit tough now. But you know, it was a good little, you know, you see, it's like you see an ex one time, and then you're like, maybe it's closure. Maybe that's the last time I'll ever go to Taco Tuesday. But I'm okay with that. I am. I wish Taco Tuesday all the best, and I hope that, you know, whatever it does, you know, that it's happy and whatnot, but and I'm gonna live my life now. I think we're done. But again, tonight I'm actually having sushi, so maybe Sushi Tuesday will be a new thing. Maybe this is my rebound. Anyways, another text. She says, "While wow, I apologize for my atrocious voicemail I just left. Didn't end well. So, on that note, let's get into the voicemails. This one's 22 seconds.
All right, Cody. I'm Griffin. Called you last time. You didn't play on the show.
What up, Griffin?
So pretty pissed about that.
Don't sorry,
you know,
bro.
It's okay. Basically, my friend Nolan and I are both to college, and we just want to get some advice from you because you've always been the light of our lives. So here's my bullshit ending. Fuck you, Cody. Thanks. Bye.
Wait, what did you even want, Griffin? You want advice for college? People always ask me, like, you know, tell me about your frat days and like tell me about college. My advice for college? I don't even remember. It was a long time ago. 5 years ago now? Yeah, 5 years ago that I graduated from college. It's like, you know, when you're that far out, I guess for you, the equivalent would be like the middle of high school. Do you remember that? Probably like vaguely. Advice for college. I mean, I get on Cameo, which I'm going to plug there right now, bookcameo.com/CodyCo if you want to personalize a video message. But sometimes I get requests for people that are like, yeah, I'm going to college, give me some advice. And normally I just say, fucking try shit. Try shit. I remember, like, I came, you know, from Canada. I was this 17-year-old snowboarder kid going to college in North Carolina, which was a gigantic culture shock. I arrived, I remember the first day, I'm looking around, I'm like, what the fuck are people wearing? What the fuck? Why is it's just like a sea of pastel pink and yellow. Dudes are wearing yellow shorts. I didn't even know those existed. I didn't even know that was a color of short you could own. And then boat shoes. And I called my dad and I was like, yo, everyone's wearing boat shoes here. I have no idea. We weren't even close to any boats. I haven't seen a boat. I haven't seen a single boat here. This city, this town is very much landlocked. And yeah, I don't even know. We're like multiple hours away from where boats could be. And my dad was like, yep, they just wear them there. And I was like, just all the time, every day, even when they're not boating. But they're boat shoes. That's what they do. But, you know, I kept an open mind, and I ended up joining a fraternity and living like a, just kind of getting into like the more traditional style of life in North Carolina, I guess. And I loved it. I did. You know, I bought some pastel shit eventually. My friends at home made fun of me for it, but I'm like, I might as well embrace this shit while I'm here. Right? I might as well just try a different mode of life and see if I fuck with it. And I think it like makes you more of a well-rounded person. So I always say, try a lot of shit. Just try shit. Don't knock it until you tried it, unless it's something weird like hula hoop or something that people used to do like LARPing on the quad. Like they'd actually do that, like live action role playing. They'd dress up like knights and shit and like LARP. That's weird. Don't do that. Definitely don't do that. You can definitely deserve to be made fun of. That's like reading a book on a Friday night instead of going out. There you go. But try shit. Go out there, try improv if you want, try comedy, try get involved with student groups and shit like that, and join a fraternity if you want, and meet a whole bunch of people. I feel like people in college are still like figuring themselves out. And I mean, I'm still figuring myself out, but you know, the vast majority of that I feel like happened in college. And so if you're trying a lot of things, it'll open a lot of doors for you. So there you go. A little college advice from your boy, Cody Co. I hate saying my own name. Let's see.
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Cody. I was just wondering if you could make some What's Up, Guys merch. Anyways, thanks. Bye.
Pretty poor ending there. Maybe I'll make some What's Up, Guys merch if you'll buy it. What should it say? Just What's Up, Guys? What's up, guys? Or maybe just up, guys, one word. And people can be like, what's up, guys? And you'll be like, what's up, guys? Ooh, that's funny. That's funny. Maybe I'll do that shit. I like it. Yeah, maybe I'll make what's up, guys merch. But you have to let me know if you'll actually buy it, because otherwise it's you know, why is it there?
Cody, there's a weird woman inside of your voicemail who was really creeping us just then. We were trying to leave a message and she was like, I'm sorry, I could not hear you.
What?
So you should probably get that figured out before people die, because your phone is haunted. Goodbye. Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. Goodbye.
Oh, bad ending. Two goodbyes. I don't know what you're talking about there. I use this. I don't know if that's true. If that's a real haunted chick that comes on, maybe that's true. Sorry if you received, if you got that. I just use this app to get a fake number, and so they do everything. So sorry about my phone being the ring, the phone from the ring. Maybe you're going to die now in 7 days because of that.
Hey, this is Simone. I'm losing my voice. I'm hearing the voice of Michael, and I want you to come to our pre-wife date party. That'd be great. Thanks. Bye.
Kenny, don't even know what the fuck you just said. Greek life, date party or something? Not going to come to a date party. I'm way too old. I'm going to show up and people are going to be like, who the fuck is that really old dude? Why is he coming to a college date party? Who is that dude? Why is he so old? And why? Fuck. I always do this. I want the old jokes to end, but then I just say it about myself. And now every time I say an old joke, it just resets the counter or like the time, the amount of time it's going to take for that to fucking die. Every time I say it, it just fuels the fire a little bit, and then it takes even longer to die. Let's see. Let's play another one here. Oh, this one's... No. All right. Well, choose to waste my time instead of leave a real voicemail, so...
Hey, Cody.
Hey, what's up?
You know, I heard that you were going through a rough creative time, and just push through it, you know? You'll get through it. You'll make good videos soon.
Soon.
And here's a joke. What's the difference between a dirty bus stop and a lobster with breast implants? One is
a crusty bus station.
Crusty bus station, and one is a busty
crustacean. Bitch, I already knew that one, but thank you for the joke, anyways. That's actually one of my favorite jokes of all time, and I kind of just forgot about it for like years. That's the first time I've heard it in years. And so thank you for reminding me that joke exists. Thank you for your reassurance on the creative, when I'm going through a creative, what's the word I'm looking for here? My brain's melting. Creative funk, maybe. So appreciate that. Let's see what else we got here, guys. We'll do a few more.
Hey, Cody, just wanted to know if you were ever going to get David Dobrik on your podcast, because I think that would be really cool. Also, my name's Esmeralda. That's it. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
I hope this doesn't get on your podcast.
Oh, yeah, this is getting on. It's funny because, like, talking about good endings so much makes people fuck up the endings even more. Yeah, I'd love to get David Dobrik on my podcast, but, you know, I feel like you got to... I feel like he's pretty fucking busy. And to get people to Venice is not the easiest thing in the entire world. Like, it takes everyone like 50 minutes to get here. And it's usually on a Friday when I record the weekend edition. So asking someone to drive an hour on a Friday to record an hour-long podcast in this hot-ass apartment, not always the easiest thing. And so people who have come on, I appreciate the fact that you've actually come down here. But it's going to be tougher to get people who with more demanding schedules, I guess. I don't know. I haven't even asked them, so maybe I'll ask them. What else do we got, baby?
Hey, just wanted to shout out to Tiny Clit Gang and Cody's Pickle.
Tiny Clit Gang.
Whatever, Cody, you suck for not noticing us. Anyways, you...
Oh, no. Guy. Oh, bad ending.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Shitty. Let's see what else.
All right. So, I forgot to say my name. The last past 3 messages.
Oh, this is a...
It's Emily, by the way.
Emily, what are you doing?
I wanted to ask you if you can get Marcus on the next podcast, because Marcus is my favorite. I mean, fuck Colby, fuck Sam. Marcus is where it's at, and we all know it. So let's get him on.
Yeah, sure. It's funny, people all have, like, different preferences and like who they like in the vlogs or in the podcasts or whatever. Nobody likes me. It's always Noel or Marcus or Sam or Devin. But everyone's like, hey, you fuck Sam, get Noel on. And then people will be like, Noel sucks, get Marcus on. They're all going to be on eventually, or they're all going to be in my videos. They're funnier than me. That's why, you know, that's why you put them in, because they're funnier than me. I need something to fucking support my content.
Hi, Cody. My name's Stephanie, and I just want to congratulate you on making another fucking bop. What a song.
Woo!
I just
Thank
have
you.
One question. What are you going to do with the Harry shirt that you used in the video? And if you don't want it, can I please have it? Because I do love Harry Styles. Send that shit to Chicago. Just think about it. Okay, thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
Well, that laugh that I just did, that was very similar to the laugh in the song that I do at the beginning. Yeah, what am I going to do with the Harry Styles shirt? Well, it's sitting in my room right now, and I have no idea what to do with it. Maybe should I do a little giveaway? somehow? How do you fucking do a giveaway? What would the conditions be of a giveaway? Who can do the best laugh? Who can imitate my laugh? Who can imitate that the best? Gets a free Harry Styles t-shirt that I'd printed and paid $40 for. I paid 40 fucking bucks for that shirt. If you know what I'm talking about in the video, if you haven't watched it yet, one of my lyrics is I'm a Harry stan. And people were like, what the fuck does that mean? Like Kale and shit like that. When they were shooting it, they were like, what's that mean? And I was like, boom, bitch. And I lift up my shirt and I have a Harry Styles shirt underneath. And I'm like, it means I'm a Harry Styles fan. And they thought it was kind of funny. So now I just have that shirt laying around that I paid $40 for. It's just a picture of Harry Styles on it. And so I don't know what the fuck to do with it. Maybe I'll use it for Halloween or something. Or maybe if you want, maybe if I'll do a giveaway. I don't even know what the fuck I'd do.
Hey, what's up? It's Alex. Love your stuff.
What's up, Alex?
Real good. I really don't have anything funny. Sorry.
Waste.
Thanks for making quality content. You got me really into podcasts, and I can never thank you enough for that. You're the only influencer I care to follow in everything, but fuck you for giving me a reason to do nothing but watch, listen, and buy your shit. Bye.
Ah, that was great. That was great, but you could tell that was scripted. You could tell. You could always fucking tell. And people can always tell here, too, when I, like, sometimes read a little bit too into my notes. Like, it's almost like I've rehearsed it before. Which sometimes, honestly, like, if I have, like, a bit or something that I want to try on the podcast, like, I will, like, try it in my car or something before, and I'll think about it a lot. And you can kind of tell when that shit happens. But this, you could tell she was straight up reading off a piece of paper. But I like that. That's, you know, we got the message down. It was a 14-second, very efficient voicemail, and I appreciate what you said. If you actually fuck with the podcast, then I appreciate that, and it's good that, I mean, you got into podcasts as a medium. Anyways, it's a great way to consume content, and thank you for buying my merch. I appreciate it. If you want to buy my merch and support me, it's CodyComerch.com. Or you can go to mood.pizza and get a shirt with me as like a young kid on it, or there's a cool pink one on there now. So thanks. Anyways, let's move on.
Hey, Cody, it's Carly.
What up, Carly?
We want you to look up Minion Yowie. Okay, have fun. Bye.
Minion what? Oh, couldn't hear you, unfortunately. And I'm not going to replay it. And anything to do with Minions, I fucking hate. So, no.
Speaking of piss.
I got hella piss. Yes. Good one. I got to listen to the shorter ones a little bit more.
Yo, I just got out of school. I just want to tell you that I fucking love you and have a great day. See you.
Hell yeah. Thank you, bro, whatever your name is. Appreciate that. A lot of love today on today's podcast. A lot of love.
Hi, this is Callie.
Callie.
I just want to say that I think you should paint your pinky nail yellow next time. Have a good day. Bye.
Yellow? Maybe for like Easter. Which is not coming up at all. But yellow is kind of a weird color because I think it's like a little bit too close to skin. It's like just looks like there's something wrong with your nail. Like you got like bad fungus. Like my left toenail is fucked up from running and it's yellow, but not by choice. It's just yellow because it's all fucked up. It's got some sort of fungus or something, or I don't know, toe AIDS or something. And it's yellow. And so I feel like doing that, people would look at it and be like, was that intentional? Or maybe it's just got it, unless it was like bright yellow. Like if I painted it like I said, like Easter yellow or something, I'll consider it. I got to go in and get another fucking manicure. Now, this might be a regular thing for me. Get manicures. How much is fuck around and get them like bi-weekly? Let's see. What else we got here?
Hey, Cody. This is Savannah. I am calling to let you know that I watched the new Tiny Meat Gang video.
Yes.
And Rhoda, the chill-ass old lady that's in your video, I used to do makeup for her on a bunch of, like, small student films when I lived in L.A. And I saw her and I, like, freaked the fuck out. So that's pretty tight. That's all I really had to call and tell you. Stay chill. Have a good one.
Oh, good shit. Good shit. I forget your name, but thank you for the voicemail. That's really funny. So, like, I'll tell you a little funny story behind this. So, we're trying to figure out in the video, we're like, should we get, like, an older woman? That's really funny, but at the same time, it could be weird. It's, like, hard to judge whether these things are actually going to be funny, like, beforehand. We're, like, having a horse and an old lady at the same time. Should we try and get, like, I don't know. Should we try and get like we just didn't know. And so Noelle was like, we have this like older lady that we've like casted basically, and she's going to come and do it. And we're like, fuck it, let's do it. She ended up being great. It was really, and I think it was really, really funny aesthetic, like hanging out with her. And we're constantly talking about like high-fiving your bitch and like spending time with your bitch. And it's just like always her. So I thought it ended up being really funny. And she was great. It's funny that you know her. It's funny that you know her, and you kind of just exposed her by saying her name, but. Whatever, she's great, and the video ended up being kind of funny.
Hi, this is Allison, and I just wanted to say, what's up, guys?
What's up, guys? All right, this is starting to get like a little bit repetitive. Let's see if we can find one or two more here, and then we'll shut her down.
Cody, it's Janessa from Miami. I was just wondering, if you did come here on your tour with Noelle, would you guys have meet and greets too? Because like that's something I would definitely buy into. Anyways, I love all your shit. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, of course. Yeah, we do meet and greet for sure. I do. I meet people after my comedy shows all the time. Take pictures, do whatever. And so that's something. Let's do one. Oh, by the way, yeah, if you want to, the tour demand link is still live. So if you want to see us on tour or whatever, go down and hit that link in the description and just put in your email and like where you're from, basically. And then we get the info on like what city is like the most in demand, and then, you know, basically we'll like plan the tour from there.
Piss. Okay.
Oh, it sucked.
What the fuck is up, guys?
Oh, that was like in unison. That was multiple people. Good shit. Appreciate you. Okay, guys. I'm going to wrap things up. We have 420 voicemails is what I got. And we only listened to about 15 or 20 of them, I think. But this recording's gone on pretty long. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up because I got to fucking run 12 goddamn miles. Fuck! Not looking forward to it. I'll let you guys know how it goes, man. And I'll have the podcast up tonight, and hopefully you have a great day. But, you know, keep in mind it is only Wednesday, so you do still have half the week ahead. So keep your head up. Crush it. Oh, I hate that phrase. I just straight up said that. Crush it, man. It's what startup people use all the time. How are you doing? Yeah, we're crushing it. We just raised $10 million. We're crushing it. Fuck off. Have a great rest of your week. Go ahead and follow the – if you want to support the podcast on Twitter, guys, if you like it – or not on Twitter. If you want to support the podcast, if you like it, go and donate or contribute on Patreon. It's patreon.com/CodyCo. Every little bit helps. I still get people pledging, and so I really appreciate that. Or if you want to buy some merch to support it, go ahead and do that. CodyCoMerch.com. And follow me on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. It's at CodyCo. And of course the Twitter for the podcast is at insanely_chill. And go ahead and leave this review on iTunes, guys, if you like it. If you're watching on YouTube, if you wouldn't mind subscribing on iTunes, that helps me out a lot. Just because it's weird the way that fucking advertisers look for podcasts that are big. It's just on listens, not on YouTube views, which I think is the same thing. Like, people watch on YouTube, they listen for the same amount of time. So go ahead and just subscribe on iTunes for me. And we'll see you guys next week. I love you. Do I?